Bitcoin is trading lower this Friday, settling near $78,600 after a brief surge above $82,000 was erased by a sharp move higher in Treasury yields. The story that dominated the week in Washington was the Clarity Act, clearing the Senate Banking Committee on a 15-9 vote. Every Republican was joined by Senators Gallego and Alsobrooks Brooks from across the aisle, moving what is arguably the most consequential crypto market structure bill in U.S. history toward a full-floor vote. The legislation would split oversight of crypto between the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, allow activity-based rewards on stablecoins while banning yield on idle balances, and still needs roughly 6 Democratic crossovers to clear a 60-vote filibuster. Policy analysts at TD Cowen have raised their odds of passage to 40% from about 33%, though prediction markets like Polymarket put the number much higher at roughly 70%. Analysts at Benchmark and GSR caution that number may be optimistic given unresolved ethics language tied to the Trump family, which both Gallego and Alsobrooks Brooks have flagged as a condition for their floor votes. The committee vote on Thursday initially sent Bitcoin to $82,000, but the rally reversed hard on Friday as bond markets sold off. The 10-year Treasury yield pushed above 4.55%, a level that had previously triggered a tariff pause from the White House in April of last year. The April Consumer Price Index printed at 3.8% year-over-year, the highest reading in 3 years, and that is the proximate driver of Friday's sell-off. Bitcoin is currently tracking risk assets, not acting as a hedge. Key levels to watch include resistance between $82,000 and $84,000, which aligns with the 200-day moving average and a cost basis cluster for roughly 1.05 million Bitcoin, acquired between November and February at around $86,900. Support sits at $76,900, which is the 30-day holder cost basis, and $76,000, a prior breakout level. The flow data tells a similar story. Spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded $1 billion in net outflows for the week, snapping a 6-week streak of $3.4 billion in inflows. Wednesday alone saw $635 million exit, the largest single-day redemption since January 29th. BlackRock's iBit led the outflows at $285 million, followed by the ARK 21 Shares Fund and Fidelity's Fund. The exception is Morgan Stanley's fund, which launched on April 8th and has seen zero outflows, accumulating roughly $256 million. Glassnode characterizes the institutional selling as profit-taking into strength rather than panic. Total ETF assets under management stand at $104.3 billion, with cumulative net inflows of $58.3 billion. On-chain, the picture is more nuanced. Long-term holders continue accumulating, with Bitfinex analysts noting roughly 4 million Bitcoin held by conviction buyers in the strongest two-quarter increase since the pandemic. Miner selling is easing. The Coinbase Bitcoin dollar pair is trading at a 0.03% discount versus offshore USDT pairs, which Glassnode says is likely driven by stablecoin outflows rather than institutional sell pressure. Strategy added 535 Bitcoin for $43 million last week, bringing its total to 818,869 Bitcoin at an average price of $75,540. The firm also filed to repurchase $1.5 billion face value of its 2029 zero-coupon convertible notes for roughly $1.38 billion, or 92 cents on the dollar, and listed Bitcoin sales as a potential funding source. This is a notable shift from the company's prior never-sell messaging, and founder Michael Saylor confirmed on the first quarter call that the company will probably sell some Bitcoin to fund dividends on its preferred stock. Prediction markets now assign 90% odds that Strategy sells Bitcoin before year-end, up from 12% a month ago. On the institutional accumulation front, Abu Dhabi's Mubadala raised its stake in the iBit fund by 16% in the first quarter to 14.7 million shares, roughly $566 million. Combined with Al Warda, Abu Dhabi now holds over $1 billion in the BlackRock fund. JP Morgan increased its iBit holdings by 174% in the first quarter to 8.3 million shares. Goldman Sachs disclosed roughly $2.36 billion in total crypto exposure. Texas became the first U.S. state to purchase Bitcoin for a strategic reserve. JP Morgan analysts project Strategy's 2026 Bitcoin purchases could reach $30 billion. In the stablecoin world, Tether has hired KPMG for its first full financial statement audit and PwC for internal preparation, ahead of a planned $15 to $20 billion fundraise at a reported $500 billion valuation. The Financial Times flags that Tether's $17.5 billion in gold and $8.4 billion in Bitcoin, roughly $24.7 billion total, against $6.3 billion in equity, means a roughly $5.1 billion decline in those risk assets would render the company technically insolvent. Gold is little changed since year-end, while Bitcoin is down. Separately, a Manhattan federal court motion seeks turnover of $344 million in Iranian-linked USDT that was frozen by Tether on behalf of Iran attack victims. Over in the UK, Bank of England Deputy Governor Breeden acknowledged that the bank's proposals were overly conservative and signalled willingness to reduce the 40% non-interest-bearing reserve floor and replace ownership caps with alternative liquidity mechanisms. The Financial Conduct Authority selected Revolut and three other firms for its stablecoin regulatory sandbox. Poland passed its MiCA implementation legislation ahead of a July deadline amid an ongoing fraud probe into the exchange Zonda Crypto that involves roughly $96 million in user losses and alleged Russian capital involvement. On the network side, the Bitcoin Core team disclosed a vulnerability tracked as CVE-2024-52911, a use-after-free bug affecting versions 0.14 through 29.0 that could allow node crashes with sufficient proof of work. It was fixed in version 29.0. Separately, a new BIP proposal seeks P2P UTXO set sharing to improve assume UTXO bootstrapping for new nodes. The mining landscape continues to shift. IREN closed a $3 billion convertible note offering with a 1% coupon and 2033 maturity to fund its pivot toward artificial intelligence and high-performance computing, following deals with Microsoft and NVIDIA. Analysts now expect IREN to fully exit Bitcoin mining by 2030. MARA posted a first-quarter net loss of $1.3 billion, mostly mark-to-market. Bitcoin Depot, the world's largest Bitcoin ATM operator with 9,000 kiosks, issued a going concern warning after first-quarter revenue fell 49% year-over-year and a net loss of $9.5 million. The company faces attorney general lawsuits in Iowa and Massachusetts and operates against a backdrop of $389 million in ATM crypto fraud losses in 2025, according to the FBI. On the security front, ThorChain paused trading after a roughly $10.7 million exploit spanning Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, and Base chains. Protocol-owned funds were affected, but no individual user swaps were impacted. Kraken and Lombard Finance, which manages over $1 billion in Bitcoin-backed assets, both migrated their wrapped Bitcoin cross-chain infrastructure from Layer 0 to Chainlink's cross-chain interoperability protocol following the April KelpDAO exploit that used Layer 0 as an attack vector and cost roughly $292 million. DeFi total value locked has fallen roughly $14 billion following the KelpDAO and Drift hacks, and Aave required an industry bailout. There are several standouts worth noting. In South Korea, Hana Bank is paying $672.5 million for a 6.55% stake in Upbit operator Dunamu, while OKX is separately pursuing a roughly 20% stake in Coinon. Two major deals in one day signal that global exchanges and traditional banks view South Korea's crypto market as a strategic acquisition target, relevant for Bitcoin liquidity depth in Asia. The ICE and CME are lobbying the CFTC to force Hyperliquid to register as a U.S. exchange. Hyperliquid's oil contract volume averaged over $700 million per day in April, and the CFTC chair has signaled attention. If Hyperliquid is forced to register, it would reshape the competitive dynamic for crypto perpetuals and could accelerate CFTC approval of U.S.-listed crypto perpetual futures. Coinbase will manage USDC reserves on Hyperliquid under the AQAV2 framework, sharing reserve yield with the Hyperliquid protocol. This is Coinbase's first formal DeFi treasury deployer role and makes USDC the primary stablecoin across Hyperliquid markets, a structural win for Circle and for USDC, and a new institutional bridge between centralized and decentralized perpetuals markets. That's the Bitcoin tape for Friday, May 15th. All eyes now on the floor vote for the Clarity Act and whether bond market stress continues to weigh on risk assets into next week.